Blog Talk Radio.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Beautiful song here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, coming to you live here on a Tuesday afternoon, evening, depending where you're at, and even a Wednesday morning in beautiful Australia with our wonderful guest is joining us, Rachel Thompson Phillips, an amazing psychic medium, life coach, energy healer, so much. And she's here to help you. So all you have to do is dial the digits, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone if you would like to speak to Rachel. Okay, that's all you got to do. And this is our only show this evening, okay? So Carol from Pennsylvania, sorry to give you that news, but that just happens to be the way it is today, but tomorrow evening we'll be back. But so what I'm saying is call in. This is your opportunity to get help, psychic medium readings. And all you got to do is call in to the show. And if you want to contact Rachel for private sessions, which she does, it's very easy to do. Even though she's in Australia, you can do the readings just like if someone's here in the U.S., because you can do readings these days through Skype, Facebook, all these sites that you can, do a call totally free. So very cool in this new modern day, so it doesn't really matter where someone is. So you have Rachel's Facebook is right there. You can contact her right through there. Okay, so call in now and then press the 1-347-884-8245 and let's go down under, as they say, and let's bring Rachel on into the show. Rachel, welcome. How you been doing?
I'm doing really good, Michael, and how are you over there?
Doing pretty good. You know, it's, I don't know, people are trying to, I find for this week, people are trying to adjust, you know, from the horrible, you know, church shooting, and then, you know, changing of the clocks always messes people up for the first week or so. So it messes with the energy.
Yeah, it's such a shame of what's happened, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is, you know, there's so much of that. You know, last week it was New York City. A month ago it was Las Vegas. What is your thoughts over there in Australia?
I think it just sort of comes back to one of those moments where it doesn't matter how much we evolve in certain areas, there's certain elements like these kind of events that happen that you just go, why, what, and how? You know, like, it's just such a shame. And nothing that we think about now is going to change the situation. So it just leaves, I think, a place where there's avoidance of just feeling incredibly sad for the loss of all the family members. So I think the sad thing is that we start to see it so often that we sort of start to become a little bit numb to the fact of all of these kind of things happening. And it's a shame that as the human race that we are doing this to one another.
Yeah, you said that right, for sure. If people become numb to it, and we realize, you know, what can we do to change it? And they're just waiting for the next one to come up, and the next.
Yes, and like, it's a terrible way for people. I mean, no one wakes up in the morning and you just never know what or where your life is going to take you, but most people don't wake up and expect that to occur, that kind of catastrophe. And it's a shame that the person that has created that kind of pain has gone undetected and fallen under the radar, and where it hasn't been picked up that there is obviously an imbalance of some description, that they feel this way to do the things that they're doing. So I think that's also quite sad too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, people wonder, Rachel, do you have, you know, anything like that that happens like that in your country?
Not quite to the severity where yours at the moment seems to be consistently happening all the time. It's a rarity here, but when it does, because it seems to be a little bit more rare, it really, you know, makes everyone stop and really take note of it, because it is rare here for something like that to occur. So it really it's a really big shock when something like that happens. So I'm not sure, like, do you get as shocked because you hear of these things more prominently and more frequently?
I didn't quite
Because it happens a little bit more frequently over in America, does it still have the same impact that it would be if it didn't happen as frequently?
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, honestly, it doesn't have the same impact, even though it's, you know, even though it's tremendously sad, but, you know, after just like I said, a month ago, you have over 50 killed in Las Vegas. You know, people think like last week, 8. Well, that's not a whole lot. You know, like we're not doing too bad there. It's just really, you know, real sad. It's, but
yeah, it's quite a catastrophe considering there are so many other options. And you just don't understand what goes on in people's psyche for them to consider that this is a viable option to do this to other humans. It's, yeah, and for that to go undetected for so long. I mean, those kind of people don't just sort of wake up crazy. They've had that little bit of element of things going on for quite some time. So you wonder how they go unnoticed.
Yeah, I mean, I was mentioning this the other day, how, you know, this all started some years ago with schools getting shot up by students. Started with Columbine, and that was a number of years ago. And then schools started telling their students, if you see something, report it. And they started doing that, and that pretty much has stopped the school shootings because, you know, people are, you know, active and reporting. And I said, you know, our country is going to have to start doing that. And when you see things, you know, that are out of the ordinary, you know, you're going to need to report it or get that person help, and don't just, you know, do something until, you know, there is some action. I think it's, you know, all of these, just about all of these have had warning signs written all over them. And I don't know. I don't know, you know.
I 100% agree with you, as everyone being actively involved in these kind of things. I think, you know, we've actually done the opposite in some degree. Like, we don't really want to get involved in situations like this, but there are so many ways in which we can, you know, call in and, you know, do something a little bit more anonymously these days to make sure that we can minimize as much of this as happening. Because it just seems to be just so prevalent at the moment. Like, it just seems to be one thing after another, and it's, there's no limitation as to what country it is. You know, it's happening everywhere, and it's just such a real shame.
It really is. It's anyway, I don't want to distract from your topic, so feel free to, if you want to go into your topic, or if you want to talk some more on this, that's fine with me too. But I don't
know.
That's
okay. I think the two of them tie in quite handy, because I was going to talk about, like, just joy and happiness. And then usually you can see in these situations someone is suffering a great deal of pain. And we think that we just naturally wake up and be happy, yet there is the responsibility that we need to take for our own self to do things that bring so much joy and happiness into our world, so that we do live lives that we are very happy with and feel contented and feel fulfilled. But first, we've got to know what it is that makes us happy and be able to do that on a consistent basis. Because as you can see from, you know, recently what's happening, there's a lot of people in a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And if they can find that joy within themselves, I think some of these things could be reduced a lot. What is your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, the other thing is to show more love. You know, these people, obviously, you know, one is, you know, they have a mental disorder. That's another thing that country's been lacking as far as treating for, you know, decades. You know, the country has been cutting funding for mental illness. And, you know, that's, but I think, you know, people need to show, you know, people love. You know, maybe it's just a smile in a grocery store, or, you know, because maybe that would make a difference. You know, there's just so many things. But yeah, definitely joy and happiness, you know, in your own lives, you know, as far as, you know, everybody, it's really important.
Definitely. And that's got to come from self-responsibility, you know. We all know there is, you know, and it doesn't require money. It just requires that moment to check in with your own self and just bring that awareness back to self of managing your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. And if you become aware that something's not working, go in and make different subtle changes immediately. You know, sometimes in those situations you need to assess, you know, the people that you surround yourself with. Do you have good friends and family around you? Are you a good friend to other people? So there's all these little things that we can do. Sometimes even just, you know, being able to smile and have that sense of gratitude that we have for recognizing that there's just something amazing. Even if it's just one thing a day, recognizing one thing amazing in your world, it's going to change the way that you feel and how you see the world. And that will really incorporate new levels of joy and happiness. So that's something that we can give to ourselves all the time, rather than looking externally and making our own joy and happiness someone else's responsibility, it really truly is our own responsibility to find these levels.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely our own, you know, to find those levels or, you know, happiness. I totally agree. Very important.
And I think there's something like, there's something like really sexy about someone that's just feeling really joyful and is really, really happy. That just that sense of that confidence in yourself, value in your self-worth, all of that increases. So there's so many benefits that come from, you know, making sure that joy and happiness is something that is being brought into your world every day. And you know, you can just see that glow, and people want to be around that kind of energy. So I always say never underestimate the power of joy and happiness, because there's so many beautiful things that can be generated just from being in that natural state of flow. So definitely think that simple things like that can make changes in everyone's world.
Yeah. I agree. It's especially in today's world. It's you know, it's just things to you know, less news, less TV, and you know, because you can, you know, these, you know, I talk to people who don't, you know, have any TV, and they don't, you know, read much news, and they're, you know, they seem to be the happy ones because they're not turning on, you know, the news and hearing all this.
Oh, definitely. Because I'd have to say I'm not really a news kind of person. I think it's can set a mindset into like being really depressed, because there's very little good news is ever shared. It's usually always something that's incredibly sad. And I just think, man, there are all these amazing things that are happening out in this world. Why is it that there's no attention brought to that to help lift people up? And I think things like that, where you are seeing, yeah, even like shows like Ellen DeGeneres and like Oprah, when she used to have shows where she brings light to people, the amazing things that people are doing in this world. And that's the kind of thing that helps lift people up and gives them, recognizes that there's different ways of being, and that every person out there can contribute something amazing. Yet if all you hear is people getting shot, people being murdered, all these terrible things, I think it just eventually starts to wear away at the core of your being, and it's your soul starts to get feels like it's been abused in a way from just all that harshness. And yet the world is not always necessarily like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know, these positive shows, you know, like you said, Ellen, and I know, you know, Jennifer Taylor, who's my co-host on the LA show, you know, that's how, you know, the homeless mission got started, because she loves the Ellen show. She just loves Ellen, her biggest, I think, idol. And she loves how Ellen surprises people, you know, with gifts, you know, with helping the homeless, things like that. And she said, you know, Mike, I would love to do something where we could surprise people and help people in need. And, you know, that's what basically started the homeless mission.
And that's awesome, because it makes us become aware that more, the world is more than just being about our own self, and that there is tiny little ways that we can all contribute that also lift and bring us back to that place that I was saying before about that element of joy and happiness, to be able to just give freely, do great things for other people, and then in turn it teaches them to do those same things. So we start creating a new way of being rather than just these ways in which we are doing things. And I think if there was more time and energy invested in those kind of new supplements, I reckon the world would definitely be a much more uplifted place to be in. And it's a shame that the news corporations don't take this on board. I mean, I think you definitely need to know, you know, there's certain things about world, what's going on in the world. I think there's a lot more to this world than it just being about, you know, things that bring up depression.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely, you know, find the things that are, it keep you happy and a lot of times it's just like you can only, I know I'm part of the media and I talk to a lot of people in the media. It's kind of my job partly. And so, but yeah, I can only take so much. And my son sometimes will, he'll come home after work and he's like, well, can we turn on the news a little bit? I said, no, I can't do any more news. Come on. I said, let's watch some comedy or something that's going to make us laugh or feel good or just, you know, no more news.
That's right. And also too, from just an energetic point, like you just need to be able to have those breaks or else your own energy field becomes dampened and very, very dense from all of that news as per se. Whereas if you have things that uplift you and really, you know, bring a lot more happiness into your world, your energy vibration shifts and so therefore you start attracting more great things into your world. So there are really a lot of good things that come from, you know, having areas in our world that can generate levels of happiness for ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Rachel, you want to take some phone calls, see who's on the lines here? Alrighty. All right, guys. So call on in, 347-884-8245. Ask Rachel your questions. Press the 1 on your phone, and we'll go to the first caller up, area code 805. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. This is Donna.
Whoa.
Hi.
That's who.
Hi, Rachel. Oh. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi,
yes.
Rachel. How are you?
The line's very cut in and out. I am well, thank you. Loving you.
Is that better?
Yes. Yes, that's much better. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Now, I have a question. I've had two dreams with my mother. She's on the other side. And we're celebrating and we're joyful. I don't think I've ever been so joyful. We're celebrating, we're joyful, we're happy. And then I heard her about 2 months ago, and she's going to be rewarded. So I don't know what it is. I've been trying to ask her, but I'm not getting that back in from her as far as what could be possibly happening, because something's got to be happening.
Did you say that she would get rewarded or you would get rewarded?
No, she said that I would.
Right. Well, I think this also comes down to level of perception because, you know, everyone's perception of reward is so very, very different. It could be rewarded in the fact of having more clarity and more understanding in your world. I think this one's going to be a double-edged sword. And I think the best thing, the thing that comes up for me at this point with you is that rather than looking for what this reward is going to be, just sit back and allow yourself to be open and available to receive whatever comes in, because I think it's going to come in a different way that you first think. And the more open you are, the more you're going to be in a place and where you allow yourself to be able to receive. I do think that there will be a deeper connection to other past over souls. And I do see an influx of financial stability coming through. So whether those all tie in together will need to be just something that just levels to unfold. But I just keep seeing in really bold letters, just sit back. You know, it's that, like that saying, if you try to force something to happen, you don't actually see it and you actually can miss that opportunity. Whereas if we allow ourselves to sit back and be in a state of receiving and just be open, it's amazing how many wonderful opportunities present themselves.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll just, wait and, okay, good. I'll stay open and, then I'll be more alert to catch whatever it is. Okay.
That's right. And just constantly ask for just little clues along the way rather than asking the question of something being specific, what will it be? Ask, you know, questions of, am I on the right track? Is there something that I might be missing? You know, ask more curious questions that just sort of help you keep you knowing if you're on the right direction. Okay, love? But I think that the communication between
you
and your mum is going to open a lot more. All right, love?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling
in. You too.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you. We're here with Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia. Call on in to speak to Rachel, 347-884-8245. Let's go to 705 area code. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Shugo. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you?
My question is, I wanted to know if spirit can confirm if there's commitment coming through with a man I have in mind.
Sorry, can you ask the question again? Sorry, love, I just missed that part.
I want to know if spirit can confirm if there is a commitment coming through for me with a guy I have in mind.
Let me just correct, I must have missed this first part again. You're just wondering if spirit is working through a person that's in your life that you would like to see more of a commitment. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I definitely see that there will be a next level of commitment with this person, but I think that things are going to take a turn of event where you will make a decision whether you your own self will want to continue the relationship in the first place. I don't think it's going to be anything that's, you know, terrible that's done. I just feel like all of a sudden you're going to want more. And I'm not sure if this person is going to be able to give you everything that you would like. And I think you've reached a pivotal point in your life where you're sick of sacrificing and sick of taking less, that you will make the decision whether you turn this potential relationship back into a friendship and leave yourself open and available for the next person.
I see. Okay. Okay, thank you.
That's my pleasure, love. You have a great day and thanks for calling in.
You too. Okay, take care.
Alrighty, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Let's go to 808 Hawaii. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, thank you. It's Bhavana.
Bhavana, that's an interesting name. Thank you for calling. How can I help you, love?
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, the last few days or maybe a week or so, I've just had this nervousness and anxiety come and go, and I was trying to work through it on my own. And just wanted to get some insight in how come it's here and how come I can let it go. I had a Hawaiian traditional massage from a young man, a new friend of mine, just a really kind young man, but perhaps he's come as somewhat of a healer to me, because since I've met him, I'm remembering all these memories of teenage that I didn't feel safe in my sexuality. And he's, again, very kind and safe, but it's just coming up, and I wonder if that's related to this anxiety that comes and goes these last week or so.
Have you also been having dreams as well, love, where past events have been coming to the surface in your dream world as well?
Yeah, well, it happens when I'm just waking up. So
mm-hmm.
It's kind of half in dreaming and half getting conscious.
Yeah, and then throughout the day, throughout the day, little droplets of information jump into your consciousness that sort of make it evolve into a whole story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing that comes up for me in your question, love, is that I'm seeing an image of you when you were younger where even though you were questioning your sexuality when you were younger, I think there was a level where someone was not quite, I'll just call it as I say, I feel like you just need to be very, very careful. I feel like an event that happened to you when you were around about 15, where someone may have tried to take advantage of you in a sexual way, the potential for that to occur in the next couple of months is showing you that you've become stronger, that you are more confident within your own self, and you are a lot more settled within who you are, just as in a whole person, not just from a sexuality point of view, and that you have this capability to just really connect into that connection with your own self, to be able to go, no, this is unacceptable, and not settle for less, love. Like, I really feel like there's a real strength around being having that conviction too. I think because you questioned yourself when you were younger, you started questioning yourself in every area of your life, whereas now there's a newfound strength and courage within your own self. So if this opportunity does, if this event does occur, just stay strong in your conviction that you deserve something better, and this person will move on.
So you mean someone I will meet?
Yeah, I feel like definitely that just someone is going to read a message. Like, you know how you can go to a party and you can meet someone, or go out and you meet someone and they take the wrong interpretation of something, and so they may make sexual advances towards you when all you really meant was that it was to come from a friendship. And so being able to have that strength to be able to go, no, this is the actual, this is what I was actually implying, and I'm sorry that you took it that way. It takes a great deal of courage to be able to, you know, say something of that format to someone else.
Oh, but it's not related to my new friend, Alex.
I think it may be a person that this person knows of, and it's just a mix-up in communication, but it's about, on a core level, it is about repairing the lack of confidence that you had from that age group. Okay, so
yeah.
You know that saying that we reinvest things that we things come up in our world that we haven't repaired. So this is just a situation that is going to come up for you to be able to repair that karmic tie back to that time when you were a teenager. And it's going to allow you to just gain so much more momentum within your own courage and strength and conviction within your own self. So it's really going to heal a lot of things through this situation. So that's why the anxiety and stuff is coming through, because it's letting you know to bring more awareness to your surroundings, love, that's all, and to just really stay strong.
Thank you very much. Now it makes very sense. Appreciate
cool.
it.
That's my pleasure, love. Wishing you all the best. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. We thank you for your call there. Be safe there, Hawaii. And all right. Well, Rachel, we got through all the calls there. So we got everybody in. So I guess we'll call that a wrap.
Sounds awesome. Well, everyone have a wonderful week. And I shall all see you again very shortly.
Okay. Well, take care, Rachel. Have a great day and week.
Same with you. Thank you, love.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It's Rachel Thompson-Phillips, and that's going to do it for this broadcast. We'll see you all tomorrow here on Journey into Light.